You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play.
Now you know.
Today we are diving deep into the sands of Arrakis with Dune Prophecy, the latest prequel streaming now on Jio Cinema with OTT Play. Whether you're a hardcore Dune fan or just spice curious, we've got some sizzling details about the show's dramatic production journey, its galaxy-spanning lore, and the hidden gems in its storytelling. Ready to unearth the secrets of Salsa Secundus? Let's dive right in.
Trivia 1.
You thought Paul Atreides' saga was ancient history? Well, Dune Prophecy takes us back 10,000 years before his time to the roots of the Imperium itself. After the Butlerian Jihad outlawed AI, the galaxy was in chaos. And guess what? The Bene Gesserit wasn't always the powerhouses we know today. The show follows the sisterhood of Rozak as they evolve into the scheming, spy-savvy Bene Gesserit we all love to fear. It's not just about political drama, it's the origin story of power.
Trivia 2.
Behind the scenes, Dune Prophecy faced its own desert storms. A 7-month hiatus, recasting, creative differences, it had it all. Director Johann Rensch exited stage left, as did Shirley Henderson, who was originally cast as Tula Harkonnen. This led to Olivia Williams stepping in. And just when you thought it couldn't get spicier, showrunner Diane Ademujon was replaced by Alison Shipker. Talk about a production that required the patience of a sandworm.
Trivia 3.
From Emily Watson as Valya Harkonnen to Tabu as Sister Francesca, this cast has the gravitas to carry a galaxy-spanning tale. One standout is Jodie May, who stepped in as Empress Natalia after Indira Verma left due to scheduling conflicts. Fun fact, Natalia's political maneuvering adds a royal edge to the drama, making her one of the key players in shaping the sisterhood's destiny.
Trivia 4.
We all know Salusa Secundus as the brutal training ground of the Sarduka soldiers, but Dune Prophecy gives us a look at its lesser-known past. The political strife between Emperor Javico Corino and his daughter Princess Yenez Corino is all tied up with the spy secrets of Salusa. Sarah Sophie Bosina as Yenez delivers a performance packed with tension and intrigue. Chris Mason steps into the boots of Kieran Atreides, a sword master with intriguing ties to the Imperial family. What's fascinating is his budding relationship with Princess Inez, a clever nod to the future conflicts between House Atreides and House Harkonnen. Is this where the blood feud begins? You'll have to watch to find out.
Trivia 6.
Shalom Brune Franklin's Michaela gives us a fascinating glimpse into the Freemans' early ties to spice. While Arrakis looms large in the Dune saga, Michaela's storyline hints at how the spice trade became so deeply intertwined with the Freemans' way of life. It's a subtle but powerful narrative thread that sets the stage for everything to come.
Trivia 7.
And finally, let's talk about the school on Wallach 9, the training ground for the future Bene Gesserit. It's fascinating to see how the sisterhood starts as a seemingly humble collective but grows into the galactic force we all know. Think Hogwarts, but for political scheming and spice mastery. Well, that's the end of this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.